2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news about this community and the changing world around us. Get important news and moments of encouragement on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
Glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. Some major changes to the way Salt Lake City Police Department uses canine officers. This stems from a complaint over excessive force from a man who says dogs bit him while he was complying. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
I'm on the ground. Why are you biting me?
Salt Lake Mayor Erin Mendenhall says she's deeply concerned the top leadership of the Salt Lake City Police Department didn't know about this incident until an article was published about it. Deputy Chief Jeff Kendrick says their internal affairs office never got a complaint about it.
We would prefer that that would have happened so we could have done this review.
Kendrick says one officer is on leave and they have launched an internal investigation now. In the meantime, dogs will not be used to apprehend suspects, but they will continue with their regular duties.
They'll still be looking for explosives. They'll still be sniffing for narcotics.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 501. A notice to a handful of homeowners in the Daybreak area has generated a firestorm of response after it hit social media. KSL News Radio's Mark Chuke reports.
That notice asked the homeowners to remove their Black Lives Matter signs from their yards. Instead, some of them posted the notices on Twitter yesterday, generating a rapid response and prompting an apology from the association today. Homeowners say there's nothing in the bylaws regulating such signs. In a notice to the 8 homeowners, the association says the notices were placed in error. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 502. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden made their first appearance together today. Here's Todd Fuchs with the story.
Jeff, the Biden and Senator Harris set the tone for the next couple of months at their first campaign appearance. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayers reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Biden touting Harris before she took the mic in Delaware.
Kamala, as you all know, is smart. She's tough. She's experienced. She's a proven fighter for the backbone of this country.
Harris tipping her hat to the women who paved the way before her and says everything is on the line this November.
Everything we care about, our economy, our health, our children, the kind of country we live in, it's all on the line.
Both of them taking aim at President Trump, Harris saying his virus response is why the nation has the most infections in the world. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayers, KSL News Radio.
Talks in Congress are stalled over a stimulus package. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, as of this afternoon, there are no scheduled talks on more coronavirus relief funding. President Trump is blaming the Democrats, saying they are asking for too much.
They've asked for a ridiculous $3.5 billion, that's billion, for universal mail-in voting, a system riddled by fraud and corruption.
On the Senate floor, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's not over yet.
Republicans will fight until we actually get an outcome.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's asked Republicans to meet in the middle, saying Americans will die if stimulus talks drag into late September. More than 1,000 students and dozens of staffers are under a two-week quarantine across several schools in Georgia's Cherokee County District. At least 59 staff and students have tested positive for COVID-19, and parents aren't happy.
If I could afford to move out of Gwinnett County, I would, just to put my kids in a different school district.
School officials in that county also reported trouble with their portal during the first day of digital learning. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Coronavirus, the Utah response.
Two more Utahns have died from COVID-19. That total now at 351 since the start of the pandemic. But new cases week by week are still settling lower. The Utah Department of Health is reporting 338 new cases this afternoon for nearly 45,000 in total. The state's 7-day rolling average now stands at 389 new cases per day, and there are 200 people currently hospitalized. The American Academy of Pediatrics says 36 children have been treated for coronavirus in Utah hospitals, with some ending up in the ICU. Dr. Jennifer Brinton says some of her patients at Primary Children's do have issues afterwards, like multi-system inflammatory syndrome.
A lot of the teens who can let us know how they feel don't feel like they're back to normal, even when their lung symptoms improve. And then again, we have the children coming several weeks after their COVID infections who have the inflammatory disease who can be quite ill.
Dr. Brinton says kids can get COVID from family members or out in the community, so it's a good idea for them to mask up too. KSL News Time 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
We have a closure of both directions. State Street at about 7500 South in Midvale due to a gas leak in the area. You got to avoid this area and use an alternate route. A small crash westbound SR 201 at Bangor Highway, but it's out of traffic on the shoulder. Also a new accident southbound I-15 prior to 7200 South. They've moved it to the left shoulder, but it is part of the delays backing into Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.